What up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Blurred Lines, Back vs. Thought from the Millennial. I'm your host, King Peanut. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Fit Monthy.
What's up, what's up?
And King of Sky Pia.
Boom, it's me.
Now, I know everybody's home, bored, getting fat, like myself. But while you're doing that, I hope you have time to reminisce, to have some you time. I, myself, like to listen to music. Either I'm in the shower or on the toilet. Music is a part of my life. Whether I'm walking or exercising, which I don't do often, music is everything. That being said, we're going to run through our top 10 favorite songs of all time. So, let's dive into it. Fee, what's up?
Well, number 10 for me is First Time by IMX.
Interesting. Why is that?
Well, when it came out, later when I listened to it, I listened to it later on, probably closer to high school.
She don't want her dad to find out.
But I liked it so much because I was a Marquise Houston fan. It's my favorite at the time.
I thought it's Marcus Houston.
Well, Marcus, you know, whatever.
It's
Marquise
on that because it depends on who you're talking about. I thought it was Marcus, and somebody corrected me, but that was many years ago. So now, ever since, something I say Marquise.
It's Marquise. Well, I feel like I like the vibe of the song because it's like when you talk about your first time, you expect to be sneaking around, not sure what you're supposed to do. So I like that song.
I can't see the face I'm making, but woof.
What?
They said they can't see the face I'm making.
I'll crack it up.
Yo, Grace, what's your...
My number 10 song is Gold by Imagine Dragons.
Interesting choice.
Why is that?
Well, when I listen to that song, it sounds like a Disney villain song to me. And I call myself a villain. So it kind of fits. Every time I hear that song, I want to come marching through with my army. Like, you know, I don't, it fits me well. I like it.
Interesting. Okay, I'm digging it. I'm writing these down because, as I say, I do a lot of pooping, so this music is going to come in handy.
Oh, so you can go back and reference.
Or the shower. I'm going to be tearing these songs up in the shower. My number 10, wait for it, is the classic I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
I could have probably guessed that was going to make this list.
Reason why, two things. One, because... it's awesome. If you don't like it, you should be ashamed of yourself. Two, it was my first dance, the first slow dance I ever did in my seventh grade dance. I got some action. Her name was Crystal Gonzalez. If she's out there, she was my first dance. And it was that song. I want it that way.
I didn't do dances, so I didn't.
What? They were awesome. Seventh grade was lit.
Oof, no, I was in the shell in seventh grade.
Oh, so man. Thank you. I think that's what I busted out. I sprung forth. King Peanut was born.
That egg didn't crack for a very long time with me.
Moving on, our number 9.
Number 9 for me is How You Gonna Act Like That by Tyrese.
Nice.
People don't know Tyrese used to sing before he was on Instagram crying.
That's messed up. I only remember him as the singer. I completely skip over that he's in those Fast and Furious shits. That's not true. But anyway, explain number 9.
Well, this song was like end of high school, you know, first heartbreak.
You're getting deep, girl.
I resorted to music in these situations.
Of course.
And I just could relate, like, you know, how you want to act like that after doing this and doing that.
After just sneaking around with Marquise.
Yeah.
Tyrese. Tyrese. See the rhyme in there. See what you did there.
You like that?
Yeah. Got her coughing. Choking on new memories, huh? My number 9 song is Like This by No Worries, which is a group with Knowledge and Anderson .Paak. That song is it's a very mellow song, and it reminds me, like, you might have to listen to this, James. It reminds me of younger man days when we was out doing stuff.
All right.
Like, you already, you know. Trust me, when you hear, it was like, you were like 4 years ago. Like, when you hear, you'll understand.
Okay.
Anybody else? Yeah.
All right. My number 9 is dun, 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 dun. Na, 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 na. Who's that girl? So scandalous. It's like, no, I'm not going to go too far into it. But the thong song.
Why is that your number 9?
The music video. When I used to
watch, I was going
to
say, it was the video.
Video blew me away. When they started coming out with the neon violins, that was something. And the man was already got the platinum hair, and which made me, and I'm not afraid to say, buy a platinum jean jacket and jeans to match. So I wore it to school with a pair of Sacconis that had silver in it. So I was platinumed out. And it was because of this song.
And if y'all didn't know, neon violins is keywords for the thong.
All right, number 8.
My number 8 is Wild Thoughts by DJ Khaled featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller.
Okay.
That's my favorite because, you know, me being spontaneous, I like thinking about different people.
That song is pretty nice because it samples Carlos Santana's Maria.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Maria, Maria.
So you had wild thoughts about people.
I'm your West Side Story. I'm done.
That's it.
Growing up in Spanish Harlem.
She's living the life just like a movie star. It's like, nah. All right.
Yeah, that made me want to live in New York.
They gonna go too far. Okay, number 8, Your Grace.
Number 8 for me is Kryptonite by Three Doors Down.
Okay.
Back in the days, I used to call myself Superman because I used to carry the world on my back. That's also part of the inspiration why I got the Batman Superman tattoo on my. Because I was Superman and my dad was Batman. So
and the story is born. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that song.
All right, y'all talking, man, fast. I can't write this all down. All right, but I think I got it. Okay. My number 8 is Nothing Can Come Between Us by Sade. Anybody who knows Sade probably knows her for, like, her saucy, sexy songs, but this one is pretty upbeat and it's a dancer, so I like it. Give it a try, give it a dance. Shout out to Sade, who even at 50 something can still get it. I think she might be 60 something.
Yeah, I grew up listening to Sade.
He is something. Yeah. That's the only one that I love forever. Everyone else, I go through phases
because they phase in and out, huh?
Not Sade though, not her. She's forever. She's timeless. And if you don't like her, you don't have to be ashamed of yourself. Open up your mind.
Yeah, Sade, yeah.
Okay, number 7. Lucky number 7.
Number 7 for me is Yummy by Justin Bieber.
I don't even know if I know that song. Y'all should have saw the pause on my face.
Justin would make these lists, so that's interesting.
What song is that?
Girl, you got that young,
nope.
Yes, everyone has to give a sample. Everybody has to give a sample. If you're not sampling this song, then we're not gonna know. We're not gonna count it.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I don't know what's.
So why?
No, like I just really liked it because it's a song about his wife and how he adores her. And it's like 50-50 and all that stuff. You know, he goes on in his list, but she got that yummy that he's enjoying.
I was gonna say, I don't know how that was a heartfelt song called Yummy, but all right. You explain it, I guess.
I can't think of any Justin Bieber song off my head right now. Why am I drawing a blank?
Baby.
I totally forgot about that one.
You know why I remember that song so much? Because there was an episode of The Cleveland Show, and that song got stuck in his head. He kept singing it all the time. So from there, I like that part sticks in my head because of that show.
R.I.P. Cleveland Show. All right, my liege.
Number 7 is Long Live the Chief by Jidenda. First heard this song on Luke Cage when he was singing it in the club to Cottonmouth.
What season is that?
For the first season. Remember the light-skinned dude that was singing, was in there rapping?
Yeah.
The club was closed? That song. When Luke Cage is lifting up the rubble and finding his tent.
Yep, I remember that scene. I can see it in my face, but I got to go back so I can listen to it.
Yeah, that's that song right there. That speaks to my blackness. It makes me feel like a strong black man when I hear that song.
Interesting. All right, well, my number 7, in contradiction to you feeling like a strong black man, is by a rock band called Steely Dan. Well, rock and roll was invented by us anyway, so it's just, so I feel good about it.
Rock and roll is cool, like.
It's cool. I don't know if it's rock and roll. It's like, it's rock, I guess. But the name of the song is called Do It Again. And I first heard this song on Guitar Hero. If you've ever played.
Oh, I forgot you were a pro at Guitar Hero.
Well, I wouldn't call myself a pro, but I could keep up all 5 fingers. So that's about as musical talent as I got on the guitar.
You were better than me. I think I was two fingering it. Like, and I was looking at the thing the whole time.
You got to watch Keith. Shout out to Keith Boyd. He can play. That guy can play the
game. You know, I remember you saying Keith was.
He was really, really good at that. I played bass with him, watching him smash all those buttons. Play Guitar Hero. Anyway, the song is pretty good, too. But I don't even remember from that video game. All right. Number 6. We getting there, y'all.
Yeah. I'm going to do my number 6 because the wife had to step away for 2 seconds. Oh, wait, no, she's back.
All right, we'll clip that. Number six.
So, my number 6 is Run It by Chris Brown featuring Jules Santana.
Nice. Why's that?
I chose that song because that was the song I did for my 6th grade talent show. Me and my friend. And I feel like that was a moment of, you know, because everyone thought I was quiet.
You sang or you danced to it?
Oh, we danced. We had a duo to it.
Does this video exist somewhere?
I don't think so anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's on a DVD somewhere.
That would have been something.
You know, I felt like that was like we both loved Chris Brown at the time. You know, that's when he wasn't
beating people up then.
Yeah. He was wholesome.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. You remember wedding song? People used to come down to that song all the time. All those wedding dances when he was a host.
The Double Mint commercial song.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's you and me moving at the speed of sound.
It had a whole damn white family marching down the aisle to that song, throwing confetti in the air. Flowers is all over the place.
Now they cover their kids' ears when he come on.
Oh, that's a shame. He punched that girl bad. That's a shame. Mm-hmm. Okay, number 6.
Number 6 for me is Barbed Wire by Kendrick Lamar. It's one of his songs about overcoming life's hurdles. So when I listen to it, it gives me energy to overcome life's hurdles. Like, listening to that makes me feel like I can get through stuff.
Well, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm out there.
All my songs, which, I just like them. I don't think they have a meaning behind them. Rhyme's pretty good.
Well, they have meanings behind them. You're giving a reason behind them.
You're right. My number six is He Loves Me by Jill Scott.
Ooh, Auntie Jill.
Auntie Jill had to make a list on here.
Hide your microphones.
For reasons that we don't have to explain. That song, I don't know, I'm old school. I still play music when it's time to get down. That's as far as I'll say. And that song is on the list. So maybe that's too old. I don't know if that's old school.
that playlist.
Well, you never know. Well, I mean, every band should have it. You shouldn't be doing anything to just Netflix. God damn it, America. Netflix shouldn't be the music. But anyway. Number five
for me is And I by Sierra.
Why is that?
What, you don't know that song?
If you sing it, I probably know it.
You have to sing it. He said he don't know it.
Hold on, let me get the lyrics.
Number five, you don't know the words.
You don't know the words.
That's because she listens to the music.
I'm a more of a beat person.
I hear you. You just be making the words up, but to be on beat.
No, I don't
know about
the
making
words.
The words to songs.
I definitely do. How you sing the Bad Boy song then? Don't nobody know the words to that.
He just inserts like, Jane Roland Vandervoort into it.
Right.
Or is she going?
It's like, I don't need me a basketball player. Oh, all I need it. Is somebody that's down okay. for me.
Okay, I got
you. But that's like that.
Real attempt. That sounded pretty good.
She's showing off.
I'm not showing off. I did used to sing, but I don't know. I feel like that wall came up. I got real shy.
I'm going to shut the club down. Whatever. Not with this next song.
But
great to hear.
But I like the song because it basically talks about trying to find somebody that's down for her with what she's doing. Like in the video, she was like chasing after this one guy, and he was busy over there talking to some other girl. And then this other guy that saved her from something falling on her, and that was a real superhero. Like I feel like, well, you know, women, they want the bad boy versus the good guy. So
yeah, we
that's the
that.
Truth. Okay.
So I like that song because it gives you both pictures. Like, I play over there that you want over there just doing his thing in front of your face. And then this other guy that's caring about you, getting you a cup of water on your set. You're not even paying him no mind. But you saying you don't want no
basketball. That's because he's the paid help.
He looked like a bodyguard, to be honest. But
does that have a music video?
It does.
Okay, I'm good. That's just what you described. I'm going to watch that. All
right.
Number five is My Favorite Part by Mac Miller. I love this song. This song, I wanted to sing this song at the wedding. We both were supposed to sing this song at the wedding, and it didn't happen. Oh, it would have been a moment. That's how much I like the song. You know, I don't sing in public.
That would have been something to see.
That song, yeah, that
well, embarrass me.
Yeah. That's an appearance by the boy. All right, so what's your number five?
Number five is Only You by 112.
112.
Do you remember that group?
Yeah, you Peaches and Cream.
Yeah. They used to have hit after hit.
That was seventh grade for me.
I was just going to say, yo, seventh grade was lit. How was it not lit? It was the best. Was
Peaches and Cream. Like, didn't know what that song was about, but I know I liked it. And now I know what that song is about, and I know I like it.
Awesome. Okay. Number four.
Number four. All right, I'm gonna do number four. Oh, well, just in time. Look, again. I must just stop saying stuff and you're just gonna pop up.
And you gotta clip it all out.
Number four for me is All Me by Kehlani featuring Keisha Cole.
Keisha Cole, oh Lord have mercy. Okay, let's hear why.
Kehlani nasty.
Shut up.
I'm starting to notice a pattern about, here.
It's basically like, when you see her man, just know that's all me. So, like, I like it because, you know, you see Dom, that's all me. Girl, turn your head. Keep it pushing.
I'm surprised Cardi B didn't make this list in one form or not.
Mm. Well, I do love money, but that's later on. That's my gym stuff. Like, yeah, money. I'm going to get it.
Nice. All right. Number four.
Number four is Demon Days by the Gorillaz.
Nice. All right.
I love that song so much. One of my bucket list things to do is to get a chorus together and conduct a chorus to sing this song.
That would be cool. Make sure I get the text because I want to do it.
It has to be the song that leads into it, and then, you know, it's Don't Get Lost in Heaven. You know, it's going to be dark, and there's going to be the guy singing on stage with the light on him, and then all of a sudden, the lights going to come on, and they're just going to start singing Demon Days. Like, the chorus is just going to show up. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. Again, if this happens without me, I'm going to make sure it doesn't happen.
You'll be there. Or you're going to be like the Phantom of the Opera, just going to swing in.
Absolutely. All right. It's the only instrumental that made this list.
Uh-oh.
This song has meant everything to me. It has meant the difference between life and death. And that is the Batman theme song by Danny Elfman. Just think about it. Just all of it.
That's the song he plays when he has to rush to work.
Absolutely. I want that song at my queue when they bring down the casket and all, you know, when you and Miles are going to be carrying me and everybody, all the guys, because I feel like
we'll make sure that the lights go off and then it's going to go
yes, that's what I want to see. Bottom where the pews will be at, and y'all come in, you know, in a black casket, jet black casket, and I want them to be ready.
You want to.
And when we pick it up, the fire. And when we pick up the casket, the fire is going to blow out the back of it. And we're going to have to run.
Long drape on the black casket that drapes off this back of it so that it looks like a cape. You put that cape into the ground. And when I get to heaven, I'm going to be crying, fighting all over the damn place.
I can't. Flip over the gate.
Right. I can't.
All right, now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. These are our top three songs of all time. Hit it. Number three.
My number three is Let's Get Married by Jagged Edge featuring Run DMC.
Wait. Oh, okay, the good one. Okay, that's good.
Anybody that's listened to with the touch, heard this song a billion times.
Yep, this is like missed every time riding with my dad in his truck. This, I would always hear this song
like 17 times,
and I'd be like, "I'm gonna get married."
I would agree that I heard it 17 times, but I don't know. What the next thought was, you know what? I'm gonna get married.
Shoot.
I like that song. It's a good song. Good number three. All right, sir. Number three.
Number three for me is Freaks and Geeks by Childish Gambino.
Nice.
That song gets me hyped. I literally listen to that song before I play any sport or workout. Like, literally before every basketball game I played, every time we go play kickball, every time we go, anytime I play that song. Every time, faithfully, it's part of the routine. I put my socks on and I listen to Freaks and Geeks.
Did you have like Jay Bob in the day?
Yeah, Jay listens to Freaks and Geeks.
Oh my gosh,
she should not listen to Freaks and Geeks, dog.
No, you get a medal for that,
but as long as she knows,
my parents took me to see Batman Returns when I was 5 years old. Anybody ever seen that movie? Danny DeVito bit a man's nose off.
Could be worse. My nose could be gushing blood.
And I was 5. So she can listen to some songs with some shit in it. She'll be all right. Okay. My number three It's by the Blind Wonder, Mr. Stevie Wonder. Master Blaster, have you ever heard that song?
Oh, yeah.
That is my jam. We'll be jamming into the break of dawn. I'm sorry, I got to sing all the time. I hear stuff like all the time. I just think that the song is banging.
Remember, do you remember in high school when they had a Stevie Wonder concert?
Yes, of course.
Were you there for that? Oh, yeah.
That was one of
the,
Yo, used to be lit.
Yes.
It used to be.
Yes, man.
Did you get his autograph?
No, Stevie Wonder wasn't there. It was just the vocal department singing all his songs. It was like a tribute.
Anyway, that was one of their better ones. But yes, Master Blaster reminds me of summertime. Having a good
and so I love that, summertime. That's
why that's on my list. Okay, number two. This is it. Are we almost number two?
Number two for me is Dance with My Father by Luther Vandross. So,
do you need to explain that? No, I guess not.
Well, that was my dance song with my dad at our wedding. So, I don't know. I always listen to this in the car with my dad as well. I feel like these are the memories I have with him. So, since it's always used to come on, I also used to listen to Bill Cosby joking early in the morning on Tom Jones.
96.1. GJ's getting all the shout outs.
That was my favorite.
Well, at least it's bringing back nostalgic stuff and it brings back good feelings, which is what music is all about. So that's an awesome number two. I love that song.
Yep. You, sir?
Number two for me is Kick Push by Lupe Fiasco.
Nice.
I get lost in just the melody of the song. It makes me feel young, and I just get so lost in that song.
You feel old?
No, but I'm just saying it makes me feel younger. Thank you.
You ain't, I didn't tell you the 30s is awesome, because it ain't.
It's not. Side note, though, I had part of my dreams today, and it got crushed a little bit. Because I actually got on the Instagram Live with Lupe Fiasco. But, of course, my phone sucks and my video wouldn't connect. So I talked to him for 30 seconds and it cut off. 30 seconds of the one of the persons in the world I've ever wanted to talk to. So, Lupe, if you hear this, I'm sorry. Please let me try again.
He needs an upgraded Galaxy or iPhone.
You're not getting an iPhone.
Get yourself
not getting an iPhone.
Just hold on. They say it's...
We just lost our Apple endorsement, but we don't
want that. Okay. Number two is an old school John, which all the old heads might like, because it's like every damn barbecue ever. And that's Before I Let Go by Frankie Beverly and Maze. It reminds me of cooking out. And you know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what song you're talking about. You forget all that wailing.
See, because Tyler Perry got.
I'm telling you, that's every barbecue.
Why? That's because it's a barbecue.
The deacon is wearing those cargo shorts with the Jesus sandals, the church Jesus sandals.
Oh, he's wearing them all white, like champs from Payless.
That's what it reminds me of. Somebody's playing spades in the back. Somebody, your aunt's drunk and she cussing everybody out. That type of stuff. Grandmom up on the porch and she's, she rocking her rocking chair, telling everybody to stop running in and out of her house. That's what that song reminds me of. Plus, when I first started dating Benita, everywhere I went with her, that song would play. Whether we be, it'd be in the strangest places. We would be in the movie theater and it would be in the lobby, playing in the lobby. So it'd just be everywhere. So that's my number two. It would be like, just think about it. You ever been in the movie theater? Ain't no damn in the lobby. Least of all, Before I Let Go, which is the Black barbecue national anthem. And I dare somebody tell me.
Yeah, that was just fate that it was playing literally everywhere you went.
Okay, this is it. Number one.
Number one.
So, my number one is I Do, by Ashley plus Evan Ross. You give me something that special, something no one ever could. And if there's one thing I know, yeah, I know that you're the one. Leaving me open, I'm floating for your love. You asking me if I love you.
I dare say I don't know that song.
It goes like this. It says. It says.
She had to pull it up because she knew.
It goes like dim lights come down, spotlight. Here we go.
So it's like, you're asking me if I love you. I do, I do, I do. You're asking me if I trust you. I do, I do, I do. So it's basically because they're married, and you know, it's basically saying.
Okay, somebody's trying to get a contract here. Are we?
I'm not trying to get no contract.
We're gonna gloss over it. Next time I sing, I got to get ready.
I'm gonna slow it down like she sounds like, so she sounds like Shrek or something.
No,
stop. I was just singing like I don't give a hell, but now next time we do a song thing, I'm gonna get my voice together.
Might as well.
Okay, I'm loving it. Number one, sir.
My number one song is "Objects in the Mirror" by Mac Miller. That song reminds me of a time where I was brokenhearted, and I decided to be a better and different man going forward, so that wouldn't happen no more. And that song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting. So wait, you were a worse man than the one you are now, and this song turned it around.
Indeed. Interesting. The difference between the Joker and Lex Luthor.
I was just curious to say, because you're still a piece of crap. But I am a less runny piece of crap. The difference between Joker and Lex Luthor. I like that analogy. Lex Luthor is more tolerable, I guess. But they both want world domination. Flash.
Well,
I guess that's why you got the tattoo.
Lex wants world domination. Joker just wants to watch it.
Okay.
But anyway, they're both villains.
Yeah, indeed. It's the light-skinned ones, y'all. Y'all think it's the brothers. It ain't. It's them bright ones. Mm.
The light-skinned ones want to be the villains, but then the brothers want to be whooping all the lot.
Wait.
She always brings that up every time. Every time you talk about dark skin.
He's not dark skin, okay? He whooped her ass. Okay, he was not dark skin. Okay? I'm not to digress, okay? And I'm going to move on to my number one. And that is by the king himself, Michael Jackson.
Yo, I can't.
Does anyone?
Yes. Continue.
Okay, you good over there?
Yes.
Michael Jackson, Black or White.
I can feel the power of your song so much it hit me in the chest.
I hope so. Somebody pat him on the back.
I knew it was gonna be. I knew Michael Jackson had to show up on your list.
Of course, I would have made that entire list.
I mean, for
because it's black and it's white.
For God's sakes, he was Michael Jackson.
I would have made up an entire list. It would have been all 10. It would have been all that. I hope you do find that video because that would be something for me to see. But black or white. Now, just think about that video. He was going all over the world. He was in the hills of Utah with the Indians, or excuse me, I can't remember I said that, the Native Americans. He was all the way. Macaulay Culkin was in it, right? He was walking through fire with that white shirt and the wind was blowing. You know, all that junk. That was banging. All that. Don't tell me you agree with me when I saw you picking dirt in my eye. hard riff on the guitar, man. That whole song is banging. I'm thinking of being my baby. It don't matter.
Well, there probably was you in that video.
I wish. I surely wish.
He most certainly would take the chance.
Yes, indeed.
You had to see you fade away like paper.
See, now that song's in your
head. Yeah, you did that.
Well, that was the whole I was hoping that it did do that. I love to hear that. Anyway, it was awesome hearing y'all's music. I wrote all of it down because they're all going to be used in different. I tried to keep it all in perspective. I hope it helped out a few people. But some of these are good for, like, meditation or motivation, or mine are mostly like the Batman song that could be used for anything. So I recommend downloading all these songs. Yep.
Go take out trash.
It's by Danny Elfman. If you guys don't know, so Google it.
The great Danny Elfman.
Which, by the way, he did the Spider-Man theme song. He did Beetlejuice. He did Men in Black. So you probably like half his stuff anyway. He did Edward Scissorhands, which is probably the creepiest movie of all time. But you watch it when it come on, don't you?
I still haven't sat all the way through Edward Scissorhands. Like, true. Yeah, Jasmine like that. I'm like...
There was two movies of that. Right?
No, it was only one Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, well, then I didn't watch it all.
Spoiler, he didn't make it.
It had Vincent Price in it, which is also
I love Vincent Price.
Who was also in Thriller, which brings us back to Michael Jackson, my number one, which is Black and White, which is what I've been saying. Bam. You like how I did that?
The only other thing you didn't tie into it that Edward Scissorhands was really pale and he wore all black.
See? I'm glad you was with me. I'm glad you was with me. I felt like I left y'all.
I saw where you was going there.
Thanks, y'all, for listening to our music. We would love to hear feedback. What's your favorite music? Let us know. If you got some great ideas, put some out there because I would love to hear it. I'm what I like to call eclectic. Did I say that right? I like it all.
Sounds right to me.
I like it all. But I'm King Peanut. And for Fit Mom Fee and King of Sky Pia, I say peace out.
And we are out of here.
So long.